I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food. Whether or not the weather is actually turning, I am finally ready for some comforting soups and stews. Let's head to the farmer's market now, where Jillian Ferguson is on the hunt for fall flavors.
This is Jillian Ferguson with the Market Report. We are firmly in winter squash season here at the market. There's almost a chill in the air this morning in Santa Monica. I'm happy to be talking to Debbie Lee, who is 4 weeks into her Silver Lake pop-up, Joseon. It's a modern Korean tasting menu. And Debbie, I am eager to learn what you're doing with all this squash that's showing up at the market. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. It is so wonderful to see you. I see you here every single week at the market since you started this pop-up. Right. Tell us about Joseon. What does the name mean and what's the concept?
So Joseon is actually the name of the last dynasty that was in Korea. So it also was the original name of Korea. So being a northern Korean, I got to keep it real, right? So I thought it was apropos to name it Joseon because the menu is based upon how the royal king and the family would eat. So it's my modern interpretation of royal court dining.
Love that. Okay, so let's talk about winter squash. How are you using it on your menu?
So at Joseon, your first course that you start with us is actually juk, which is a porridge. And traditionally during pumpkin season, aka kabocha squash season, we use kabocha squash to make a porridge. So it's actually, there is no actual granules of rice. We bind it with a little sweet glutinous rice flour. But it's all about the kabocha.
Describe the texture of that.
Think of like a little thicker of a butternut squash soup, a little more savory. There's some Korean leeks. We make our own vegetable broth. We steam the squash, then we puree it, cook it down along with the broth, add a little kombu for finishing, and then, you know, we do a little, zing to it. We add a little chive oil, some daikon sprouts, some crispy rice, and, of course, my jjubi romesco.
Okay, what is a jjubi romesco?
So it is my Korean take on a romesco. The base of it is the same in the sense I take peppers, onions, some heirloom tomatoes from Tutti Frutti Farms, and then we add some bread. However, the take is that I also roast because right now it's jjubi season. It's the first fruit I had in Korea when I was a child when I came to Korea. So it's very, very memorable for me. So I take the jjubis and I roast them along with the peppers and the onions and the tomatoes, puree that, add some pine nuts instead of walnuts, and there you go. You got a Korean jjubi romesco.
God, I love that. So I've never roasted a jjubi before. What's that flavor like?
So when you roast it, it actually doesn't get super sweet as people may think. There is it sort of takes the tart out of it, because if you were to eat the jjubi fresh, you're going to get almost that apple-like tartness from it, right, when you take that first bite. But when you roast it, it sort of takes that tartness away, and then you get this mellow flavor of sweet, and it goes really well with the basis of the romesco.
I bet. So Debbie, when I think about winter squash, I just can't help but think about Thanksgiving. Would this kabocha squash juke be something that you could eat alongside a Thanksgiving meal?
Oh, absolutely. It's a side that you can buy with our soulful sides for our yichang.
Ah, there you go. Okay, tell us more about that.
So basically, we are doing my Koreanish take on a Thanksgiving. So we're going to have a choice of bosam, which is aka pork belly, or you can have a tenjang brined Laban ranch turkey. There's a bunch of different sides from Weiser Farms, Hasselback honey nut with my version of a Priya gremolata. So I'm sort of playing up with it. But of course, I like to start with soup at the table, so why not start with the juk?
How awesome. And how can people order this Thanksgiving menu?
They can go to yichala.com and go order it online right now.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Debbie.
You're welcome.
That was Debbie Lee. Right now, you can find her cooking at Joseon on Thursday through Saturday nights in Silver Lake in the old Causita space. She's also offering a Korean-inspired Thanksgiving takeout menu. Orders must be placed by November 17th. We've got links for everything we talked about on our website at kcrw.com/goodfood. Paul Thurston of Lauerbacher Farms up in Camarillo brings a number of different squash to the market this time of year. And Paul, farmers market shoppers will be familiar, I think, with the kabocha squash that Debbie was just talking about. But you bring these other varieties that are really cool looking. Let's just go down the line here and talk about each one. This first one kind of looks like a butternut that went to like Willy Wonka's factory or something. Yeah. What is this?
Yeah, that is a Tahitian squash. Yeah, they have a nice long neck, which is solid. So you get a lot of meat out of that in a small seed pod. And you don't have to, you can cut a little piece off the end of the neck, and it'll seals itself. You don't have to use it all at one time. You can cut pieces off.
Which is so great because they are quite large. So if you have a small family, you can just take what you need.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And then right next to it, we have this just very picturesque orange squash. It looks like it could be out of a still life. What's this?
This is a Musc de Provence. And it's also known as a Cinderella pumpkin. It's got a pretty good amount of moisture in it. Mostly it's the chefs that use them because they're so big. They average 12, 15 pounds up to 30, 35. And they make use them for pasta dishes, and soup.
And I love that it's called a Cinderella pumpkin. It really does look like the perfect shaped pumpkin that her carriage is made out of. If someone did take this home, could you just put the whole thing in the oven? How would you roast something like this?
Yeah, you sure can. That's what they do. You can roast it whole or cut it in half and do two halves. Roast it so the open side is down, and it drains a lot of the moisture comes out, and you're just gives you your meats a little more handleable, I guess is the word.
And right next to the Cinderella pumpkin is this greenish blue winter squash that is also quite large. What's this one?
This is the Marina de Chioga. It's got a nice color to it. It's got a purplish, bluish hue, gray, green. It's a little bit drier than the Musc de Provence. And makes great pies. That's what I see the restaurants doing with this pumpkin. They average in weight, 9, 10 pounds up to 15, maybe 20 sometimes. And yeah, they also make a nice cheesecake. That's a great baker.
And they're also beautiful. I mean, they really do look like a still life painting sitting here on your table. If we leave these on our dining room table just to enjoy them, will they last for a few months?
Sure enough, yeah, they'll last months. I usually end up selling them all before they go bad, and that's, you know, all the way into February. So yeah, you can put them on your kitchen table or make a little pumpkin, Cinderella, put some wheels on it and pull it around, yeah.
That was Paul Thurston. You can find him behind the table at Lauerbach Farm Stand every Wednesday at the downtown Santa Monica Farmers Market, and also on Saturdays at the Pico Farmers Market. For the Market Report, I'm Jillian Ferguson.
If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. My thanks to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laurel Garcia, and Elena Shatkin, and to our engineers, Desmond Taylor, Nick Lamponi, and Hope Rush. And a special thanks to Laura Kondarajan and Gary Masiha. I'm Evan Kleiman. Don't forget to email me or DM me your Thanksgiving questions. Our email is goodfood@kcrw.com. And on Instagram, we are @kcrwgoodfood. I'll be back next week with an all-new episode of Good Food.